knowing a super-powered Ficklet. Sherlock knows things. He looks at things and he knows everything about them, but he doesn't know everything, which is a different thing entirely, and a superpower more suited to what his brother has. His brother knows everything. He knows everyone, every detail about their lives, what will happen to them in the future, and what has happened to them in the past. Sherlock doesn't want that. He's quite content with what he has, which is looking at things and knowing them, which is how, when John walks into his life, he knows that John was in Afghanistan, has a sister, everything about him. He gets the details wrong, a little bit, because otherwise people would know what he is, and they would be afraid. He needn't have worried, though, because John is afraid of very little, and for that Sherlock is grateful. John isn't ordinary either. John knows things too, but he only sees the future. He knows what is going to happen, warns Sherlock before he gets in trouble, and that's good. Lestrade appreciates it in any case, because Lestrade's accelerated healing only works for him, and not Sherlock, and he would really appreciate it if Sherlock would stop getting himself banged up. They've only got one consulting detective. They need to make him last. So Sherlock knows things, and John can see things, and Mycroft knows everything. When you put them all together, they make quite a formidable team. But they don't work together, because Sherlock hates his brother, and Mycroft isn't exactly fond of Sherlock. Well, he's fond of him in a big brotherly way, which means he mostly expresses it as hatred. In fact, he offers John a considerable amount of money to spy on his brother. But John doesn't accept, because John is a fundamentally good person. John gets along quite well with Lestrade, and if Sherlock knew the name of the emotion, he would call it jealousy. He doesn't know the name of the emotion, though, so he just messes with John, says things about Lestrade that he knows. John is mad at him for that, because, as he says, Sherlock shouldn't use his powers for evil, only for good. Moriarty uses his powers for evil, and he is the same as Sherlock, and Sherlock doesn't want to become Moriarty now, does he? And that's the truth of it. Sherlock doesn't want to be a bad person. He knows things, and they come out of his mouth, and he doesn't know how to stop it. But he tries. For John. There is nothing in the whole world worth trying for except John. The end.